The White House budget request for 2016 calls for a 2.3% increase in IT spending across the federal government. That's about a $2 billion increase for a total of $86 billion. Sean McCarthy's program manager for government IT at IDC Government Insights, writing about the top five IT management trends you should think about for the coming year as you think about spending that money. Sean, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Let's talk about each of these in turn, because they will influence not only where the money goes in fiscal 16, but beyond that. The first one you write about is big data analytics, and you write it'll expand in multiple directions. What are the directions that you expect to see big data analytics go? Thanks for being on today, Sean.
Sure. It's good to talk with you again, Francis. Yeah, I think the when people talk about big data analytics, they tend to talk about it as some sort of monolithic thing. And I think it's worth pointing out that even as you create bigger and bigger databases and try to make universal databases that you can tap into, the way you think about sets of data has to be different. This is a set of data that is going to be used purely for, let's say, entity analytics, where you're going to look for connections related to terrorism, related to financial fraud, things like that? Or are you, going to be leveraging it in a different way? Are you looking for smart city applications, gathering huge amounts of data to help you with your traffic flow, or, better placement of smart parking meters and things like that? So you can't just use that umbrella term big data and data analytics to mean everything. So the individual government agencies really have to realize that while they have more and more data pouring in, they've got to make some serious decisions about what type that is, where it's going to be located, how they're going to treat it, and how they're going to do their analysis with it.
You write about the Internet of Things, and you actually talk about it a couple of times on your top five list. And that data pouring in from everywhere is going to require, it seems to me, more collation efforts, just at a time where at least the federal government seems to think they have a pretty good handle on the collation part of it, and they're starting to think about the analytics. Is that a trend that you expect to see, kind of a sub-trend that you expect to see here, Sean?
It is. We're starting to call it like the logistics of data, not just where the data comes from, but how it's treated after that. Metadata has been debated up and down for years and years, but the importance of metadata continues to climb, and just taking the time once, data sets are gathered to properly label it, even if it's done automatically, properly label it, properly date it, and say, where is it going to be? And as you talk about really high-end computers, supercomputers and that, you're talking about hyper-converged infrastructures now that are trying to get the data a little bit closer to the processing power just to make it that much faster to deal with. So while we've always said it doesn't matter where the data resides anymore in the world of the connected Internet, sometimes it does if speed matters. So the data logistics needs to be part of the conversation, especially when you're talking about big collections and fast processing.
The second trend that you write about that'll drive IT management in 2015 is the rise of ubiquitous video. And I am guilty of not thinking often enough of video as data. It is. And it has to fall into what the collation efforts and categorization efforts that we just talked about. But are there any peculiar requirements that I should think of as an IT manager for how I handle video, given that we're going to be getting a lot more of it than we ever have before?
Well, a lot of decisions need to be made about lifecycle management of video. Because when you think about it, most video these days, it's collected by security cameras, border cameras, things like that. It's never viewed. And it's never viewed because you don't need to view it. If somebody trips an alarm, if it turns out that there's a crime that's been committed, you go look at the camera then. So the first thing is, the simple rules. How long is the data going to remain? Where it is stored? How is it going to be tagged? How are you going to be able to search it? And again, it comes back to a metadata question. But new rules have to be made, too, as everybody starts wearing body cameras. Think of, your basic skier with a GoPro, your top car with the equivalent of a GoPro or something built in that they record constantly. Who has access to that? How quickly? A lot of police officers don't want these applications which say, hey, everybody, here is where this police officer is, and he's shooting video, and it can set them up as a target for confrontation. So a lot of decisions have to be made, and data situations have to be set for that's not the right term, but data decisions have to be set for each new data source that comes in, and video is obviously one of these.
Sean McCarthy's writing about five trends that will drive IT management 2015, writing for GCN, and we have a link to his piece at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. The third item on your list, Sean, is the logistics of data collection raises more than just ownership issues. What are some of the other issues that those logistics raise?
Well, that one we kind of touched on a little bit earlier, talking about where the data is located,
yes.
How it feeds into the hyper-converged infrastructure, et cetera. So I don't want to, repeat that one too much. But another one on that list is about cyber investigations and how they're becoming much more complex. Because when you look at Sony, for example, and how the hacking kind of brought to the forefront the need for these forensics to say, where did these people come from? How did they find access to all these things? Was there an inside person involved? And a lot of times, things like egress filtering and different types of data visualization for attack patterns, things like that, can be used to learn more about an investigation after the hacking has occurred. And the more real time you can make that, the better.
You write, the problem is most of these tools already exist, but most agencies don't use all of them because of management costs and processing overhead. For these kinds of tools, is there something similar to Moore's Law where as time goes on, they will become more powerful and less expensive, and that will allow more agencies to have access to these tools, or is it a different trajectory that you see?
Well, in theory, what you said should be true, but the thing is you've got that much more data to deal with
right.
Each time. So that's part of it. I mean, egress filtering is a wonderful thing, but there is a substantial processing cost, and it does slow down network traffic to it a certain extent. Can you throw more processing power at it? Yes. But then again, the amount of data you're dealing with continues to skyrocket, as we all know.
That becomes another multiplier. The capacity becomes another multiplier in trying to figure out some formula.
Exactly.
I see. The fifth item on your list is predictive analytics and maintenance is on the rise. The maintenance piece of that is what I'm particularly interested in because that's what winds up in many cases being one of the biggest cost drivers for people inside agencies. I read a statistic not too long ago that something like 70 or 75% of the IT budget goes to maintaining systems agencies already have, legacy stuff. And it sounds like you expect to see that continue or maybe even get worse.
Well, I think you can cut your costs related to legacy systems by doing predictive analytics. And it doesn't have to be strictly related to IT systems.
Yeah.
Predictive analytics can be anything. It could be, your fleet of vehicles. It could be your road signs, everything. But everything has a predicted life cycle. Obviously, there's a bell curve, and some things last a lot longer. But if you always know that, 80% of your machines, whatever they may be, break down after X number of hours or X number of months or years, then, you can set up all of these triggers in a predictive maintenance system saying, you need to check this at this time. This printer has printed out 1,000 sheets or 2,000 sheets. It's time to go look at the, if you happen to be going over there anyway, take this toner cartridge with you. Just simple things like that. The predictive analytics can build up and say, here's, how you should be spending your day because you're going to fix 10 things today, 9 of which may have broken next week. And guess what? We're going to try to cut down on your windshield time, cut down on your, surprise tickets that are coming into the help desk.
That seems almost like one of those where you go, why didn't we think of that already, Sean?
Well, I, to a certain extent, it is there. I think what we're talking about is ramping up the complexity and ramping up the number of things that you are capable of tracking.
I see. These five trends that will drive IT management in 2015 strike me as a little bit of a relief, I have to say, because none of them seem particularly complex in and of themselves. Some of the solutions that will be required are complex, but if I'm an IT manager, it looks like these are all things that either vendor partners or nonprofits or somebody like that will be looking at, and I'll be able to follow the development of these trends and not have to be thinking about specific strategies or changing current strategies to apply them on my own. Is that a reasonable assumption on my part, Sean?
It is, to a certain extent. I mean, data analytics is a complex thing.
Yes.
And often you need to, rely on experts in setting up the data analytics solutions, deciding, you know, how you're going to bring the data in, whether you're going to do it all through APIs, do it through some sort of a data mart, et cetera. So that piece is more complex. The other ones, not as much.